Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you today. Hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We bless you. We honor you today. We thank you that you are the King that created us, the Almighty Creator, the Lord of Lords. There's no God greater than you, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the phones, over the airways, over everything connected to the Tuesday prayer line for the children. We are so grateful that you, the Most High God, joined us. We are two or more gathered together in your name. We thank you that you are in the midst. You are great and greatly to be praised, oh God. Father, you said allow the children to come to you. Don't stop them because they are part of your kingdom too. So, Father, we thank you for the training of the children from the time they get up to the time they go to bed, that their parents would train them, teach them, oh God, your word, and that your word would be written on the tables of their heart, that they would not sin against you. We thank you that our children will learn about you at an early age, and they will have great peace in the mighty name of Jesus. We are thanking you for the peace in the household, peace in the father, peace in the mother, peace in the children, peace all over the world, in every household, oh God, every family. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for Russia and Ukraine. We thank you for what you're doing in Russia. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing in Ukraine, making peace. Oh, God, we thank you that there are two nations that are making peace with one another. Their leaders are peacemakers. They are making peace with one another. Everything the enemy meant for their harm turned around for their good. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that our children are being taught about you on a daily basis. You said teach the parents, teach the children from the time they get up to the time they go to bed. In the mighty name of Jesus, teach them in the afternoon, teach them when they're walking, teach them when they're playing, teach them when they're in the house, teach them when they go outside the house, teach them all the time. So we thank you for obedient parents, parents who are training their children the way you want them to be trained. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today, Father, for what you're doing in the children. We thank you today, Father, for everything that you've done, things that you are about to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise and honor you. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy because we are your end-time warriors. Teach our hands to war, our fingers to fight, and we are ready in Jesus' name. Amen. Mother Fanny, would you sing a song of praise and then Vivian? I'm sorry, not that Vivian. Would you sing first and then Mother Fanny? Sorry.
Okay. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Amen.
Walk with me, Lord, walk with me, walk with me, Lord. Walk with me while I'm on this fearless journey. But I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. The Father on this pilgrim journey. Lord, I want Jesus. I want Jesus to walk with me. You walk with my mother. Please walk with me. You walk with my mother. Lord, please walk with me. You walk with mother. Please walk with me. For I'm on this pilgrim journey. I want Jesus. I want Jesus to walk with me.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. All right, Vivian, it's on you.
How many people on?
Just go ahead and call on me and then Mother Fanny. I have someone else on, but I'm not sure who it is. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. All right.
I'll pray for you and then Mother Fanny.
Yeah. Mr. G, pray for children that are in school that they will study. They will have a mind to study, to learn, instead of just play.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, you're an amazing God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Almighty Father. We thank you that you are Lord. You are God in the name of Jesus. Father, we're concerned about our children all over the world. We are concerned about their well-being. And Father, we know children need a time to play because you created them, created in prayer in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the children all over the world, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for parents teaching their children the importance of learning and how important it is to learn in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for the children being able to play outside during playtime. And even parents would take them to the park so that they can play because they need a balance. They don't need to study, work, play, eat, but they need a balance. So I thank you that our children will be able to go to school, come home, have a snack, play. And then the parents will sit down with them like you instructed them in Deuteronomy 5. You said, parents, teach the children who I am in the morning, in the afternoon, when they're walking, when they're talking, when they're in the car, all the time. So, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for the children being able to understand through their parents why it's important to learn, why it's important to be prepared for life, that learning is a part of their lives and that they need to learn to study. They need a time of study. They need a time of play. They need family time. They need a time where their parents are training them, where their parents can sit down with them and help them study in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we adore and bless you. We honor you today in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we lift up our babies, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, and other young people that we've been praying for, the person that Sister Lanny told us to pray for. We pray for all those babies, Lord, that they will continually walk in their healing In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hold on 1 second, Vivian. 732-693. I just sent you a text. Familiar with your number? So would you text me back? I just ask you who you are. And if you would like to pray, you let me know. I just sent you a text. Thank you. Text me back. All right, Vivian.
All right. Mother Fannis, pray for the salvation of our children, that they will accept the Lord in their hearts.
Pray for the salvation of the children.
Yes, ma'am.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to take control of all the children of the world. Give them salvation in the name of Jesus. I ask you to be with them, protect them, lead them, guide them, tell them what to do, tell them what not to do. Help them to be grateful and be thankful for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He loves them. He loves them so much. He does so much for them. In the name of Jesus, help them please God. In the name of Jesus, cover them with your Holy Spirit. Let no harm or danger come give them no kind of way. Save them and bless them. Heal them, dear God, from any kind of sickness, aches and pains, trying to come up and kiss them and on them. Cast it out. Remove it. Help them go to school and learn in the name of Jesus. Help them be obedient to the parents, mind the parents. In the name of Jesus, help them to mind the teacher. Help them do what the teachers tell them to do. Help them be obedient to God's word. In the name of Jesus, help them to serve the parents and ask them different things. And Lord, help parents take time to listen to them and tell them what to do. In the name of Jesus, forever keep them and lead them and guide them. Always be by their side, and everything will be all right. Cover them in the blood, and nothing but the blood of Jesus going to save them. And nothing but the blood going to take them through. And Lord, we know that you can do it for them. In the name of Jesus. So I pray, God, that you will be with them every step of the way. You will never leave them, neither forsake them. You dare for them 24/7, day and night. And help them to learn and learn. Help them to get their homework in the name of Jesus. Help them to do the chores around the house in the name of Jesus. When they get out of school, help them to do what they're supposed to do in the name of Jesus. Don't let the parents have to tell them to do it all the time. Just help it come to their mind. Yeah. Help them remember the things they're supposed to do, and help their mama keep the house and do things that she needs them to do to help her out while she's trying to work and take care of them. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon them, God, that they will be good children, that they will obey, and they will do what the parents tell them to do. They will love the parents. In the name of Jesus, they will love them, and they will do everything they know how to do to make them happy and thankful, grateful for their parents. Lord, you show them the way and tell them what to do and lead them and guide them and not lean on their own understanding. Let them lean on God and depend on Jesus, and he will make a way out of nowhere for them. He is the way, truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father. We got to come through Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And he will lead us and guide us, and he will tell our children what to do and what not to do. Please don't let the devil get in their pathway, that they will obey God and not him. In the name of Jesus, and bless us.
and take him and be with him every step of the way. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Sister Vivian, we have
yes.
Sister Linda and Sister Lanny joined us. Sister Linda and Sister Lanny joined us.
Okay. Sister Linda, can you pray for children that when they are tempted, they'll walk away and say no, they will not be tempted by the things of this world and their peers?
Father, in the name of Jesus, you knoweth all things. And we lift up continuously our children, Father. We lift them up to you, Lord, for you knoweth all things. Our Father, which art in heaven, your name is holy. We thank you today that we have this opportunity to bring our children before you, Father. Our prayer today, O God, is that our children will have the wisdom and knowledge to say no. When things are brought to their attention to oppose you, whether it be drugs, whether any types of disobedience, Father, if we as parents have taught our children, let our children not get out of our sight, O God, and begin to do things that their peers influences them to do, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we know that you've given to every man, regardless of age, regardless of gender, you've given every man a measure of yourself, Father. So we pray that the measure that you've given every child that we're lifting up before you today, God, that they will have the ability. They know right from wrong. So we pray, God, that they would think about it and consider the repercussions of disobedience. The repercussion, Lord God, the circumstances that lies ahead of them when they, Lord God, say yes rather than no. So, Father, we thank you because your wisdom is already planted. The seed is in them, God. We pray that that seed of righteousness will grow inside of them. Why? Because you're our Father. And we thank you that every measure that you've given unto man, man, woman, boy, or girl, have the opportunity, oh God, to be able to discern what's right and what's wrong. So we lift up our children, God. Give them the strength. Give them the wherewithal to say no. If it causes the friends to walk away, let them walk away. Let the girls begin, Lord God, to be able to discern when the boys are tempting them or beguiling them. It's the enemy. So, Father, even the girls that are so fast and so promiscuous that comes on to the boys, just let all of our sons and daughters, girls and boys, be able to look and see that, no, this is not for me. I know I've been taught well. So, Father, we know that your wisdom is greater than man's wisdom. And we pray right now in Jesus' name a covering over each and every home, over each and every child, no matter how young or how old they are. Let that measure grow up in them. Let that measure, that standard of wrong and right, Lord God, be their portion. And we thank you for it today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Sister Lainey, can you pray that every epitome of sin, of drugs, of all kinds, things that will destroy our children from living out the plan and destiny that God has planned for us?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we so love you that you're such a loving Father. You are our Father. You are source. All things and all things that are good and perfect come from thee. And we know, God, that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity and contorted and manipulated by our surroundings, even as adults. And if we were there, children are there now. We've been where they are now. And we know the challenges of growing up and making good choices as Sister Lena just said, when the challenges come, that they will have enough wisdom and knowledge and courage and strength to make that good choices, those choices that would keep them from drugs, keep them from joining the gangs, keep them from a misuse of sex, keep them from confusion about their sexuality, confusion about stealing and lying and doing things that are so inappropriate that breaks down the character of that you have, that you desire to build in them. So, God, in the name of Jesus, we just plead the blood of Jesus over them right now, God. As we plead the blood of Jesus over them, we pray, God, that you will send ministry to them to help them, those who may not know right from wrong, those who may not, they don't have a connection to that discernment and that measure of faith that you put in them, that measure of you that's in them. We thank you, God, that you've given every man the ability to connect to you because you love us, because you desire, your words say you desire that none should perish. And that's our desire, that our young people will be saved even from themselves, even from each other. So, God, we pray about the challenges they face. We can't even know all the titles of them all when we look at social media, and there are predators on social media looking to abuse children, and sometimes children are looking to find somebody to connect with because they're lonely and they're hurt and they're feeling empty and they don't know how to feel it. They don't know it's what you or what they need. They're looking to fill their life with something because of their longing. So, God, in Jesus' name, I pray for ministry. I pray that you will send ministry through teachers, preachers, lay people in the community, even fellow young people who have been taught the word of God, that they will know the word of God. They will get to know you. They will get an opportunity to accept you. We pray for their salvation. We know, Father, if they get the first part right, it will help them with the next part, which is making good choices. So, Father, as they face these challenges, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we bind the enemy in Jesus' name, that the hope that he thought he had on them is now assaulted because of our prayers today. And we're praying that divine intervention would come. Thank you for ministering angels. I thank you for people who are like angels on the earth, who have been designed to keep young people from certain things, to have an influence with them, that they can be someone they can talk to. Even when they make wrong choices, they can find someone to talk to help them get back on track. We plead your precious blood over them, God. And as we ask for divine intervention for the children, we also pray for the salvation of the parents, because when that's done with whomever ministers to them, they have to go home and live with people who may not understand the new decisions they've made to avoid the falls of life that the enemy has set, all the traps. So, God, we pray for salvation for households, that the children will have the ability to make the choices because you have intervened and made your presence known. How we love you, Lord, and thank you that because grace and mercy are still working, hallelujah, glory to the name of Jesus, there is always hope when there's always life. And we thank you, Father, for the life of our children, that they will be able to make the best choices possible. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we thank you, Father. Amen.
Praise God. Father God, we are praying, agreeing together, God, for the children this afternoon. We pray for the children, oh God, as they grow. They will learn how not to keep bad company. Oh God, when they see one is doing wrong, Lord God, they will, oh God, nudge away from them and get away from them and get to themselves or find somebody else, oh God, who they would like to, oh God, have as a friend, God. You said a real friend stick is closer than a brother, God. And, Lord, I pray, oh Father God, that they'll find that friend, oh God, that will love them and that going to do right things, someone they want to look up to follow in the name of Jesus, Lord God. They will, oh God, you said you give us choices. And, Lord, I pray that they desire to make right choices. It's who you choose to be your friend. So, Father, I pray, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, They will choose right over wrong. They will choose a friend who is a real friend, according to Proverbs 18. Father God, I pray, oh Father God, this day, God, they will not choose just anyone on the street because they have hanging pants, rugged hair, God, in the name of Jesus. But they'll choose one, oh God, who is, oh God, walking upright before in a clean manner, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Your hands is outstretched. Your arms, oh God, is not too short that you can't hold them. And, oh God, lead them and guide them and steer them in the right way, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray, oh God, for our children this afternoon, God. Yes, God, we are bringing them before you, Lord God, because you know all things, God, but you want us to have the wisdom and the knowledge, oh God, to cry out to you for in their behalf. Oh God, you told us to pray you one for another. God, we pray for the children, even those that don't know how to pray for themselves. Oh God, that you are stepping in, Father God. Lord God, because the prayers of the saints, you say avail as much, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, oh God, for our children from the cradle all the way up into, oh Father God, college days, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, whichever way the enemy is trying to sway them, God, oh God, we, oh God, command it all, God, Father God, that they be whole, oh God. Father God, make them whole, make them whole, make them, oh God, Father God, oh God, that vessel, oh God, that you desire them to be, whole vessels, oh God, Lord, if they are broken, God, build them up, oh God, that they'll have faith, oh God, to walk with you, oh God, oh, in it, oh God, they will love to hear your voice, oh Father God, and Lord, they will obey it, and that another one, will not follow, God, but they'll follow hard after you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift up our children, oh Father God, oh God, for their protection, oh God, wherever their foot shall trod, give the ground that they trod on, let it be holy ground, protection of angels all around them. In the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord, we love you, oh God, because you loved us first. And Lord God, you gave us these children, God. And Lord, we hold them dear all around the world, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh God, because you say you have no respect of person, God. Father, all around the world, God, where there's hungry, God. Oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch our children today, God. Lord God, that they'll call on the name of Jesus and they'll be saved, God. Call upon the name of Jesus, and they are protected because you are their protector. They'll call upon the name of Jesus, even though we are calling upon your name in their behalf, God. Lord God, because you said what two or three are gathered, God. You said you will be in the midst, God. So, Lord, we pray that children are calling upon your name, those that know your name, oh, Father God, and all the parent, God, and all the prayer intercessors, God, in the name of Jesus, that they call upon your name, oh, God, in behalf of others. And, Lord, you get the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister G, pray for the children in Ukraine that are out, that they don't be used for prostitution.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, you want the children protected. They are part of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you that you created the children with a father and a mother, sisters, brothers. But, Lord, sometimes circumstances change around where there's war and violence and crime. All kinds of things are coming up in our children's lives. But I pray, Father, that parents would teach them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, about the pitfalls of life, of life and the things that could happen to them, that the children will be pre-warned as to how to avoid the pitfalls, oh God, that our children will be taught how to pray. They will be taught how to have a relationship with you. And Lord, you are their shepherd. They shall not want. Yea, though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, they will fear no evil. And Father, we know that prostitution is a shadow of death, and our children will be exempt from prostitution, crime, violence, and the like. So we thank you that the children in Ukraine will learn what direction to go. Give them that wisdom that they need to avoid people that will harm them, the pedophiles, those that are against the children, those that would try to take their lives. We know the enemy comes to steal, kill, rob, and destroy our children's lives. But we decree and declare they shall live, and they will not get involved in gangs, prostitution, violence, any kind of crime in Ukraine. But they, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, will be protected under the shadow of your almighty wings. They will learn the right way. They will learn your way, and they will choose your way. Excuse me. In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Mother Fanny? Pray for children that are in children's hospital with heart disease.
I don't think I don't think
okay.
Mother Fanny heard you because I can talk to you.
I'm here.
Okay. Pray for children that have heart disease in children's hospital.
Have mercy, oh God. I ask you to please help parents that have heart problems. Children in the hospital, wherever they may be, God, I ask you to please help them and strengthen them, that they'll be strong and they will get better. And they'll obey God. They will trust in God. They'll depend on him. I pray you'll lead them and guide them the way you want them to go. Help them to do what you want them to do. Help them to be obedient to your word, God. Be led by your Holy Spirit, that they will learn and be obedient to the word of God. I ask you to tell them what to do. Tell them what not to do. Help them be obedient, not disobedient. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive them for their sin. Save their souls. Help them to be saved. And help them grow up and be saved. And get sanctified. God, sanctify them. Save their soul. Help them live and not die. Help them be obedient to God's word and do what he said do. Help them hear the word he said. In the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive them for their sin. Help them to love. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon them. Cover them in your blood. Because nothing but the blood of Jesus is going to save them. And wash away all his sin. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon him, God. Make, oh, Satan, the devil, leave him alone. Help him to do the right thing. Help him to stay away from drugs. And, Lord, help him not pay people no attention when they try to get him to sell drugs for him. In the name of Jesus. Please, God, keep them away from drugs and help them not sell drugs. Tell them that it's danger for them to mess with drugs in the name of Jesus and not pay people no attention what they say and tell them to do. Tell them, no, I ain't going to do that. My parents don't allow me to do that. I'm going to do what my parents tell me to do. I'm going to obey God. I'm going to do what he said do. I'm going to please him every way I can. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy upon them. Bless our children. In the name of Jesus, please don't leave them alone. Bless them all over the world. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on them, Lord, that they will grow up and they will do the things that they're supposed to do, and they will be good children. In the name of Jesus, they will hear what the Spirit said to them. They will do what the Spirit tells them to do. Help them to know the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, don't let him carry them the wrong way. In the name of Jesus, please, Father God, please, God, take care of them. Save them and let them be saved. And let them be sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, take them through and please don't leave them. Don't give up on our little children, even us down to the little babies. Save our babies all over the world, Lord Jesus. Let no harm or danger come to the little children. In the name of Jesus, please have mercy upon them and forgive them and forgive them for the sin they do. In the name of Jesus, you are the Father, which art in heaven. You love them, and you will take care of them. You will save them, and you will make a way out of no way for them. That's what you will do in the name of Jesus. Please keep your hand around them. Cover them with your Spirit, and nothing but the blood of Jesus will wash away all the sin. So, Lord, take care, bless them, lead them, and guide them the true natural way to go, that they would be obedient to your word. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Sister Linda, pray against hate crime. All right, young people.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have joy today in our hearts. We have joy in our spirits. We have joy because you are our Father, and we're praying to you, oh God.
You.
Hallelujah. We know that you are a God that hears. You are a God that responds. Father, you may not come when we want you, Father, but you are always on time. And we give you reverence for that today. We thank you, God, that you have inclined your ear to each and every prayer, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You have heard every request. And we thank you, Father God, that you are mindful of us. You're mindful of our children. You're mindful, Lord God, of our ways. You're mindful of everything that we do. You're watching, God. You're observing us, God. You are observing our situation. You're observing our responses, God, to every situation, God. But Father, in all things we give you thanks. In all things we give your name glory, because you are above all. Beside you, God, there is no other. And we thank you for it today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we don't want to be redundant. We don't want to repeat prayers, God. But we know, oh God, that you are sensitive to our requests, God. You are sensitive to our cries. You're so sensitive, Father God, to your children, whether they're young, whether they're old, where men might throw the older, the elderly out and not give them an opportunity, but you have made a way out of no way, Father, and you throw nothing away. Father God, everyone you care for, from the cradle up, Lord God, to our elderly ages, God, and we thank you. We thank. I just wanted to give you glory, Father, along with these other warriors that are on the phone, God. Just glorify your name because you're a good God. You are a good Father. You're a Father, Lord God. You're greater than any earthly father could ever be, God. You have a perfect order for our lives, and we thank you today in Jesus' mighty name. I'm sorry, sister. What was your request? I'm sorry to jump out there. What did you want me to pray for?
Yes, it's hate crime.
In Jesus' mighty name, Father, the hate, the hate. Father, you knew that we would have to deal with hate, Father, in this world, hate against our children, Father, hate against the elderly, hate, Lord God, just hate. And be, and you warned the disciples. You said that they would hate you because of me, Father God, and we just honor you today because you're our Father. And you said that if we abide in you, you would abide in us. Father, there's hate, sexual hate, Lord God. There's racial hate, Lord God. There's employment hate. There's even hate in the churches, God. Father, there's hate because of position. There's hate, Lord God, because of clothes. There's hate. Our children have to deal with hate, Lord God, because of what they have, what they don't have. In Jesus' mighty name, Father God, but what the devil means for evil, you'll work it for the good, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, we thank you that where there's hate, there's love. Hallelujah. Where there's hate, there's peace. Where there's hate, there's joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. And you've given us that ability to bring in your character in every situation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. People hate because you don't look like them. They hate because you're in the grocery store ahead of them. They hate when you look their way. They hate because your lips might be small. They hate because your lips might be bigger than theirs. Your hair could be longer or shorter. It's just hate in the world. But, Father, we have to stay focused on you. We have to teach our children how to stay focused on you. We have to teach our children. We have to teach, Lord God, those that you have given us responsibility over, my God, to stay looking at you, to focus on you, Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Father God, that love just disperses and dispenses hate, Father. We are the light and the salt of the earth, Father God. Let us walk in purpose in Jesus' mighty name, not looking at what the world gives because you have called us out of the world, Father. And, Father, we thank you that you have translated us into the kingdom of light. So, Father, where hate is, we walk in peace. Where hate is, we walk in joy. Where hate is, we walk in stability, knowing that we could bring light to that dark situation. So we thank you today for being mindful of us, for loving us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you that we are overcomers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Sister Vivian, over our children. Sister Vivian.
Yes.
Sister Vivian, can you hear me? But there's something going on with your phone. It's like echoing in the background. But we have two more people joined us, Sister Mary Nichols and Brother James.
Sister Mary Nichols. And Brother James?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sister Laney, pray that the spirit of rebellion be broken off our children.
Yes, ma'am. Father, we so love you that your grace and your mercy shows how patient you are with us. Even being born in the way we are born, with the capacity to sin, the capacity to do wrong, the capacity to think wrong, you were so gracious to send us our elder brother, Jesus, our Savior, to die for us so that we would have a chance to be delivered and to be healed and be cleared of all those kinds of potential for sin. All of that is part of the spirit of rebellion when we don't understand how we were created and what we were created for. Oftentimes, our children rebel because they don't understand what parents are for. They don't understand what a rule is for, what teaching is for, and what training is for, because they are born with the capacity to just do whatever they want, do whatever feels right. So, God, in Jesus' name, we pray for divine intervention. I know that the children have been taught some kind of order of how to follow instructions. But because of that natural capacity that they were born with, it rises up and causes them to rebel. Friends around them who are also advocates of doing whatever they want, and they have a desire to be a peer that gets along with them, they will agree with them even though they know it's wrong, and they too become rebellious. So, God, we see the root of the problem, but we know, Father, you through the blood of Jesus and you through the word of God and you through prayer, and we come in the name of Jesus in prayer right now to assault that attack on our young people, on their thinking, on their doing, on the lack of wisdom, the lack of knowledge. We come against all the things that the enemy has used, that natural capacity they have to rebel. We come against it in Jesus' name. We pray, God, that you would put your super on their natural and begin to reel them in to have a desire. And we know, God, motives matter. The reason why they do what they do is important. So, God, we pray that teaching again will come, that teaching and training will come, that someone would love them enough to give them teaching to help them understand that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
That they can understand what challenges and choices can bring terrible consequences when you don't get the sequence right. So, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for instruction. We pray for teachers. We pray for someone to be there to give them guidance. We pray for that, Father. And in the meantime, Father, we bind the work of the enemy on their minds, on their spirits, and on their bodies, on their doings. We come against the things that, as a result of rebellion, what comes out of their mouth, what they will do with their hands and with their bodies. We come against that in the name of Jesus. We bind that assaulting spirit on them in Jesus' name. We plead the precious blood of Jesus. You said in your word that we have not because we ask not. So we're asking, Father, in Jesus' name for divine intervention. You said it. Hallelujah. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that all the powers of heaven will align themselves to give the children tools, ministered angels, the word of God, the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the word of God, people on earth who love you, and the people who are saved and people who are part of the body of Christ and kingdom builders will invest in the children that are rebellious, that they will have patience with them to help guide them to a place of obedience, obedience that will save their lives, obedience that will save the lives of others. Hallelujah. We pray that that rebellious spirit will fall to the ground and die, but they live. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, God, that you have set a time, place, and a space when this can happen. We lift up all the young people all across the world, everywhere, who struggle with rebellion, that you will send ministry to help them to turn around, to repent, and see you, and decide that the consequences of their action will be a blessing from you rather than the result of their disobedience. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Sister Mary Nichols, can you pray against anxiety attack?
Yes. Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, seeing you and worshiping you for who you are and how you love us, protect us, keep us. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for our hearts, our minds, our thoughts, that they would be guided by the Holy Spirit, and that as you are holding us and guiding us, pray, Lord, for all of the young people and adults and others, Lord, who have those times when they are anxious about their future, about what they are doing, about what has happened in the past, and not able to let go of those thoughts and giving them over to you, Lord. So I just ask that you would place in them peace that passes all understanding, and peace that can only come from you. Help them to desire that peace you can give them, and help them, Lord, to be open to it. And we thank you, Lord, for those who reach the point where they know and understand that peace comes from you, that you can give it. So we just thank you, Lord, that you are in control. You are bringing them into peace, and that they not have to rely on medication that has its own side effects to their spirit and their being. Remove anxiety and replace it, Lord, with trust in you, trust in your power, trust in your goodness, your wisdom. We just thank you, Lord, that that is available. Help them to access it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Brother James, can you pray for children in the hospitals that miracles will take place when the doctors go in to do whatever surgery or whatever they have to do on whatever disease, that God will show himself mightily in behalf. Amen.
And Father, we just pray for healing. Father, you know that you are us in Gilead, and Father, you know that it's nothing too hard for you. So as we pray for, Lord God, that signs and wonder will follow, Father, that, Lord God, as even as they go, and Lord God, as we believe in your entering to the doctor, Lord God, well, we believe in your report. We know, Lord God, we speak yea and amen to your word and to your will and to your way. And Father, I just pray, Lord God, even as the way they go in, Lord God, and Father, that you would move right now, Lord God, upon their bodies and their situation and their circumstance, Lord God. Allow the doctors and those physicians to be amazed and let them be astounded, Lord God, that, Father, even if they went in for one diagnosis, Lord God, that they are completely healed. So we thank you right now, Lord God, as they recover all. We thank you right now for your word of truth, because your word is a healer. It is a deliverer. It is a way maker. And Father, allow, Lord God, even every young person, Lord God, from the youngest to the eldest, Lord God, as they speak right now, Lord God, the words of encouragement and the words of uplifting over their selves, as they speak those things that be not as though they are, Lord God, that, Lord God, as they enter in right now, Lord God, and Father, how their change will occur. And Father, we thank you right now for the manifestation of your Holy Spirit, and Father, that you would move right now, Lord God, that you would use them right now, Lord God, even in their illness, even in their sickness right now, Lord God, that you would continue to use them right now, Lord God. But we just speak it right now, Lord God, that they are healed and made whole. We thank you right now, Lord God, for the positive report. We just ask right now, Lord God, that you would meet every need, that they should not lack of anything. Father, we know that it's nothing too hard for you, that you would add a super to that natural. But, Lord, I just ask right now, Lord God, you continue to, Lord God, to open up the eyes of their understanding even the more. Heal them right now, Lord God, even from wounds of the past. I ask right now, Lord God, that you even heal them, Lord God, and Lord God, even from anything that's dealing with unforgiveness right now, Lord God. That thing right now, Lord God, that's so easily beset on them, that will cause them right now, Lord God, to miss you, submit. Lord God, cause them not to hear from you. Lord God, those that not even cause them not even take heed, Lord God, even to your word, Lord God, that seeds being sown, they come into the fullness of you. So, Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God, for you. Lord God, for what you're doing. We come up against anything right now, Lord God, that is not of you, that thing that came through generations and that thing that came through association, the blood of Jesus against it right now, Lord God. And we just speak right now. We speak to every Lazarus situation in their life that, Father, it will arise and arrive right now in Jesus' name. Father, hallelujah, that, Lord God, that you would move right now, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, that you're making every crooked place straight, every rough place smooth. I thank you right now, Lord God, Father, that they overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word and the testimony. I thank you right now, Lord God, that, Father, hallelujah, that you would move right now, Lord God. I thank you for the testimony. I thank you for your word of truth. And I thank you right now, Lord God, even for a greater shifting, Lord God, in every area of their life, that it will never be the same. And Father, anything right now, we just come up against, Lord God, anything that's causing them to be medicated, Lord God, and that thing right now, Lord God, that was spoken against them or spoken over them, even from a young age, it shall not be established in the earth. And we thank you right now for the victory. Father, we just speak peace right now, Lord God, even over their bodies, over their mind. Peace be still. And Father, Lord God, your word declares, even in Psalms 93, Lord God, even as the waves and the oceans, they may roar, that, Lord God, those things have a voice. But, Father, you gave us a word, and you gave us a voice as well. Father, and you gave us dominion and authority that we speak peace right now over their bodies. That, Father, hallelujah, and I thank you right now, Lord God, for total restoration. I thank you right now, Lord God, for the turnaround, Lord God, that you would, Lord God, that they would never be the same. And I thank you right now, Lord God, that the eyes of their understanding are being opened even more. And we believe it by faith that it's already done and it's so.
Amen. Sister G, can you close us out?
Yes. Father, we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, join us. We are two or more gathered together in your name. We thank you that you're in the midst, oh God. We thank you for each and every person who came on today, Lord God, to pray for the children of the world, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to bless them like never before. We thank you for Mother Fanny and her family, Vivian, Sister Linda, Sister Lanny, Sister Mary, Brother James, and even those who will listen later, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, to continually walk with us and guide us daily. We need you like never before. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. We cover ourselves with the blood, and we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for praying through us as we open our mouths. We adore you. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all.
All right. Love y'all.
Love
y'all. Love y'all. All right. Love y'all. Bye.
Be